This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. On the second day of Semicon India 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with experts in the semiconductor sector at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductors. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi also participated in CEO's roundtable at Semicon India this afternoon. The CEO roundtable brought together industry leaders from across the globe. The three-day conference was inaugurated by the Prime Minister yesterday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi shared an article written by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today that highlights Bharat's transformative semiconductor journey. He noted that the Semicon India Summit 2025 marks the continuation of this path. Responding to a post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said the minister highlighted that in the coming decade, the nation is set to emerge as a competitive hub for the entire semiconductor value chain. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadepool held a productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation and their relationship with the European Union in New Delhi today. Addressing a joint press conference with his German counterpart, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides exchanged views on regional, global and multilateral issues.
We have just completed a very productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation, on our relationship with the European Union, and we have exchanged views on regional, global and multilateral issues. We've had detailed discussions on various aspects of our ties. This includes our political cooperation, security and defense, economic relations, research and future technologies, climate and energy, as well as education, skilling, mobility and people-to-people exchanges.
Dr. Jaishankar expressed that India greatly values the understanding Germany has shown regarding the country's fight against terrorism. He noted that Mr. Wadepool has been explicit in supporting India's right to defend itself against terror attacks. German Foreign Minister Johann Wadepool lauded India as an innovative powerhouse and technology centre. He noted that as a rising economic powerhouse, the most populous country and the world's largest democracy, India has a special importance in a strategically important region of the world. The 56th meeting of the GST Council is underway in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalisation of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Union Minister for State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Ministers of Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha are attending the meeting. Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, Governor of Manipur and Finance Ministers of several states and Union Territories are also participating in the meeting. The National Human Rights Commission has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Maharashtra over the reported death of 17 people in a building collapse in Palghar district of the state. Taking to cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 2 weeks. Benchmark domestic equity indices rose over 0.5% today. The Sensex gained 410 points to close at 80,568. Similarly, Nifty climbed 135 points to settle at 24,715. IMD has issued a red alert warning for extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana for today. The Met Department has said eastern parts of the country, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh are likely to experience heavy rainfall. In hockey, India will take on South Korea in the first match of Super 4 stage of Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar this evening at 7:30. And with that, we end this news bulletin.